December 8th, 6 p.m. It started to snow. The first snow of the season, and the wife and I took our cocktails and sat for an hour by the window, watching the huge, soft flakes drift down from heaven. It looked like a Grandma Moses print. So romantic. We felt like newlyweds again. I love snow. Next day, December 9th. We woke to a beautiful blanket of crystal white snow covering every inch of the landscape. What a fantastic sight. Can there ever be a lovelier place in the whole world? Moving here was the best idea I ever had. Shoveled for the first time in years and felt like a boy again. I did both our driveway and the sidewalks. This afternoon, the snow plow came along and covered up the sidewalks and closed in the driveway, so I had to shovel again. What a perfect life. 3 days later, December 12th. The sun has melted all of our lovely snow. Such a disappointment. My neighbor tells me not to worry. We'll definitely have a white Christmas. No snow on Christmas would be awful. John says we'll have so much snow by the end of winter that I'll never want to see snow again. I don't think that's possible. John is such a nice man. I'm glad he's our neighbor. December 14th. Snow. Lovely snow. 8 inches last night. The temperature dropped to minus 20. The cold makes everything sparkle so. The wind took my breath away, but I warmed up by shoveling the driveway and sidewalks. This is the life. The snowplow came back this afternoon and buried everything again. I didn't realize I would have to do quite this much shoveling, but I'll certainly get back in shape this way. I just wish I wouldn't huff and puff so much. Next day, December 15th. 20 inches forecast, sold my van, and bought a 4x4 blazer. Bought snow tires for the wife's car and two extra shovels. Stocked the freezer. The wife wants a wood stove in case the electricity goes out. I think that's silly. We aren't in Alaska after all. 2 days later, December 16th. Ice storm this morning. Fell on my ass on the ice in the driveway putting down salt. Hurts like hell. The wife laughed for an hour, which I think was very cruel. December 17th. Still way below freezing. Roads are too icy to go anywhere. Electricity was off for 5 hours. I had to pile the blankets on to stay warm. Nothing to do but stare at the wife and try not to irritate her. Guess I should have bought a wood stove, but I won't admit it to her. God, I hate it when she's right. I can't believe I'm freezing to death in my own living room. December 20th. Electricity's back on, but I had another 14 inches of the damn stuff last night. More shoveling. Took all day. The damn snowplow came by twice. Tried to find a neighbor could to shovel, but they said they're all too busy playing hockey. I think they're lying. Called the only hardware store around to see about buying a snowblower, and they're sold out. Might have another shipment in March. I think they're lying. John says I have to shovel or the city will have it done. John says I have to shovel or the city will have it done and bill me. I think he's lying. December 22nd. John was right about the white Christmas because 13 more inches of the white shit fell today and it's so cold. It probably won't melt till August. Took me 45 minutes to get dressed to go out to shovel. And then I had to go pee. By the time I got undressed, went to the bathroom and dressed again, I was too tired to shovel. I tried to hire John, who has a plow on his truck for the rest of the winter, but he says he's too busy. I think the asshole is lying. December 23rd. Only 2 inches of snow today, and it warmed up to zero. My wife wanted me to decorate the front of the house this morning. What is she, nuts? Why didn't she tell me to do that a month ago? She says she did, but I think she's lying. December 24th. 6 inches. Snow packed so hard by snowplow, I broke the shovel. I thought I was having a heart attack. If I ever catch this son of a bitch who drives that... who drives that snowplow, I'll drag him through the snow and beat him to death with my broken shovel. I know he hides around the corner and waits for me and waits for me to finish shoveling, and then he comes down the street at 100 miles an hour and throws snow all over where I've just been. Tonight, the wife wanted me to sing Christmas carols with her and open our presents, but I was too busy watching for the damn snowplow. Oh, I know I can't tell joke worth shit, but I... Oh, well.